Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at what kids are learning about these days, specifically in this educational app called The Juice.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, think of it like we're getting a glimpse into their classrooms, maybe even their dinner table conversations. You know, just seeing what's sparking their curiosity.
Yeah, totally. It's a great way to stay in the loop with what's captivating young minds right now. You know, get those wheels turning.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe even spark some interesting conversations with the kids in our lives, right?
Bucks, for sure. So what's the first story that caught your eye?
Well, this one is pretty wild. It's about a potential lithium gold mine. And get this, it's in Arkansas.
Arkansas? Wait, like the state known for hot springs and like Ozark Mountains?
The one and only.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's this geological formation there called the Smackover Formation.
Okay. I think I vaguely remember hearing about that.
Yeah. It's already known for oil and gas, right?
Yeah.
But now they think it could be sitting on a massive deposit of lithium.
Whoa, lithium. That's like the key ingredient for those electric car batteries, right?
Exactly. And the story makes this point about how if the U.S. can tap into this lithium source, it could completely change the game for the global electric vehicle market.
I can see that. I mean, wouldn't that mean we'd be less dependent on China for lithium? Because they're like the main supplier right now.
And that's the idea. It's almost like this one spot in Arkansas could be this bridge between our past reliance on fossil fuels, you know, and our future with clean energy.
It's kind of poetic when you put it that way.
I know, right? But of course, it's not as simple as just digging it up and using it.
Of course not. What are the challenges they mentioned?
Well, apparently extracting lithium is pretty expensive and time consuming.
I bet. There's probably a lot of complicated stuff involved.
Yeah. And then there's the whole question of what it means for the environment. It's like, even with clean energy sources, there are still things to consider, trade-offs and all that.
No doubt about it. It just makes you wonder what a world completely powered by clean energy would actually look like. I mean, how would things change? How would our lives be different?
Right. It's such a great conversation starter for kids, too, you know?
Yeah.
Get them thinking about the ripple effects of scientific discoveries.
Totally. It goes way beyond just the science itself. It's about the bigger picture.
Okay, on to the next story. This one is about a blind birder. Her name's Donna Posant. And she teaches other visually impaired people how to identify birds by their songs.
Wow, that's amazing. Like turning a challenge into a superpower almost.
I know, right? The story talks about this program she leads called Birding by Ear and Beyond.
Yeah.
At the University of Michigan, Dearborn.
Birding by Ear and Beyond? I love that. So how does she actually teach them? I mean, it's all about sound, right?
Yeah. She takes them on these nature walks and, get this, she actually mimics the songs of specific birds.
Wow, no way.
Crows, geese, chickadees, even woodpeckers.
Yeah.
Apparently, she does this spot-on imitation of a red-winged blackbird that sounds exactly like the real thing. Conchla R. Reed. Like that.
That's incredible. It just goes to show you there are so many ways to experience the world, even beyond what we usually rely on, like our sight.
Absolutely. And there's this really touching part of the story where they talk about this guy named Jerusalem Crawley, who's been going to her classes for like 15 years.
15 years. That's dedication.
I know, right? And he talks about how it's completely changed his whole perspective on birds in nature. Like he's discovered a whole new world through sound.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Like, what other incredible things are we missing out on if we don't open ourselves up to new ways of experiencing things?
It's true. It really makes you think. And it brings up such a great question for kids, you know? What are some ways we can learn more about nature using all of our senses?
I love that. It encourages them to go beyond just looking, you know, really tune in to the world around them.
Exactly. Okay, brace yourself, because this next story is a bit of a mind bender. It's about an asteroid impact, a huge EE one. And get this, it might have actually helped jumpstart life on Earth.
Hold on, really? I thought asteroids were known for wiping out life like, you know, the dinosaurs.
I know, right? But this one was way bigger than the dinosaur killer. It slammed into Earth billions of years ago.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Well, picture this. Massive tsunamis, boiling oceans, the whole works.
That sounds pretty catastrophic.
Oh, it was. But here's the twist. The impact also brought a bunch of essential nutrients to Earth, like phosphorus and iron.
Okay. I'm starting to see where this is going.
And scientists now believe that these nutrients were a key ingredient in creating the right conditions for early life forms to evolve and flourish.
So it's like this cataclysmic event was also this, like, cosmic fertilizer bomb.
Exactly. And there's this geologist named Nadja Draben from Harvard. She's been studying mineral deposits in South Africa to learn more about this ancient impact and how it shaped life as we know it.
It's amazing to think that the building blocks of life might have come from an asteroid. I mean, it makes you wonder how many other seemingly destructive events throughout history might have actually led to incredible transformations.
It's a real perspective shift, isn't it? And, you know, this story could spark some amazing conversations with kids about how scientists study things that happened millions or even billions of years ago.
Oh, absolutely. It opens up a whole world of possibilities for them. You know, thinking about geology, fossils, all that stuff. It's like piecing together a giant puzzle from the past. You know, it's pretty amazing how the juice manages to touch on some pretty deep stuff, you know, for a kid's app.
Yeah. Like, we've got stories about clean energy and asteroids and global markets all in one place.
Right. I mean, we're talking about the origins of life, ethical dilemmas. It's a lot to unpack.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's done in such a way that it's still engaging and accessible for young minds.
Definitely. Which brings us to our next story, a quote by John Adams, the second U.S. president.
Oh, yeah. The one that goes, "The longer I live, the more I read, the more patiently I think, and the more anxiously I inquire, the less I seem to know."
That's the one. And it's so profound, especially coming from someone who lived centuries ago.
I know, right? Like, he's saying that true knowledge isn't just about knowing a lot of facts. It's about constantly learning and questioning.
Exactly. And the quote continues with, "Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly. This is enough." It's like a timeless guide for living a meaningful life.
It really is. And when you think about the context of Adams's life, it adds another layer of depth to his words.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, he was a lawyer who defended the British soldiers involved in the Boston Massacre.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah. He believed in upholding the law even when it was unpopular. It just shows how much he valued justice and fairness.
That's a powerful example for sure. It makes you wonder how we can instill those same values in kids today, you know, teaching them to do what's right even when it's hard.
Absolutely. I think these stories from The Juice do a good job of introducing those kinds of ethical dilemmas in a way that's relatable for kids.
Yeah. They get them thinking about the bigger picture, not just the facts themselves. Okay, let's move on to a story that caused a bit of a stir in the media world.
Oh, yeah. The one about the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post scrapping their endorsements of Vice President Kamala Harris.
That's the one. It really got people talking about the role of newspapers in today's world.
Right. Should they share their opinions or try to stay neutral? It's a tough question.
It is. And in this case, the story suggests that the billionaire owners of these newspapers were the ones who ultimately blocked the endorsements.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos of The Post and Patrick Soon-Shiong of The Times. It made people wonder if they were just protecting their own interests.
And the fallout was pretty intense. Thousands of subscribers canceled. Some staff even resigned in protest.
I know. It shows how much readers care about these issues. They're not just passive consumers of news anymore.
Exactly. So the question remains, do newspapers have a responsibility to share their opinions, or should they just stick to the facts? What do you think?
Honestly, I'm torn. I value the idea of objective journalism, but I also appreciate transparency when it comes to biases.
Yeah, it's like finding that balance between informing and influencing.
Totally. It's a complex issue, and I think it's a good one to discuss with kids too, you know, get them thinking critically about where they get their information from.
For sure. It's all about media literacy these days. Okay, our final story for this part of the deep dive takes us to a place that's facing some serious challenges. Sudan.
Yeah, the situation there is really heartbreaking. The civil war has caused so much violence, displacement. It's a full-blown humanitarian crisis.
The story doesn't sugarcoat anything. It talks about attacks on civilians, the threat of famine. It's just devastating.
And millions of people have been forced to flee their homes. The UN has been asked to intervene. But the situation is so complex and dangerous.
Right. They haven't sent peacekeeping forces yet. It's a stark reminder that there are no easy solutions to these kinds of conflicts.
This story definitely brings up some heavy stuff. But I think it's important for kids to learn about what's happening in the world, even the tough parts.
I agree. It sparks those essential conversations about global citizenship and empathy.
Yeah, like, how can we help What can we do to make a difference in a world where these kinds of atrocities are taking place? It's about fostering that sense of responsibility and compassion in young minds.
Exactly. It's not about overwhelming them with negativity. It's about empowering them to be informed and engaged global citizens. So before we wrap things up today, I have a question for you and for our listeners.
Okay, I'm all ears.
We've talked about all these incredible discoveries and inspiring individuals, but what kind of future are we creating for the next generation?
Wow, that's a big question.
It is, and it's one we should all be thinking about. We've explored stories about clean energy, global conflicts, even the impact of an ancient asteroid.
It makes you realize that our choices today will shape the world of tomorrow.
Exactly. It's a huge responsibility, but it's also an incredible opportunity.
It's up to us to empower young people to be the change makers of the future, to inspire them to create a better world.
And who knows, maybe these stories and conversations will inspire us to do the same.
I love that. So to all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations going. You never know what amazing things might come out of them.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.